Two Connecticut voters have sued the state and federal court, demanding that it allow remote gathering of election petitions and no-excuse absentee voting during the pandemic. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The plaintiffs in the lawsuit are Andy Gottlieb and Lorna Chand. They ran an unsuccessful attempt to petition onto the ballot for state senate in 2018. Alexander Tobbs is their lawyer. He says his clients want Governor Ned Lamont and Secretary of the State Denise Merrill to change Connecticut's law on absentee voting because it's too stringent.
They want to challenge the six specific excuses that are allowed for mail-in ballots, and they want every voter in the state of Connecticut to have the constitutional right to send in their ballot by mail.
Despite the lawsuit, Lamont has expressed a willingness to ease some voting restrictions in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. But he says he can't do it alone.
We're going to do the executive order that makes it easier to vote for the primary in August. And we are going to have the legislature come back in the session probably in June. And I'm put front and center that we're going to have to solve the opportunity for people to vote remotely in November as well, at least those folks of a certain age that should not be going out to the voting booth.
Secretary of the State Merrill has already ordered that applications for absentee ballots be mailed out to all registered voters in the state. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.